Today, we have that kind of message in this gospel that sometimes, for some people, it is not easy to understand. How can I cut off my hand, my foot, my eye? It's strange, it's weird, maybe some people will think. But there is a reason and a purpose for this teaching. If we know the context of this Jesus teaching, we will understand the message. Hand, foot, and eye. Let's start with the meaning of hand. In the Jewish tradition, the hand often symbolizes our actions and represents our capacity to engage in either righteous or sinful behavior. In this context, if our actions represented by the hand lead to sin, they must be cut off, meaning that sinful behaviors need to be stopped. Hand means actions. If I cut off my hand, I'm stopping the sinful actions. When Jesus speaks of cutting off the hand, if it causes sin, he is using a striking metaphor to emphasize the urgency of halting sinful actions immediately. This is not a literal call for self-mutilation, but rather a powerful symbol urging us to remove from our lives any behaviors or actions that distance us from God. We need to interrupt this actions, because sometimes we have what is called pet sins. Those sins we don't really fight against, but secretly we take pleasure in, and we call them our pet sins. As the pet that we have at home, we have also in our heart sometimes this kind of pet sins. But it's beautiful because Jesus emphasizes this aspect. Jesus asks us to cut off this behavior and stop engaging in this sin. And we know that sometimes we live this kind of reality, because this is a kind of part of our nature. But if it is possible, if we cut off our hand or stop our sins, sorry, we have another step. The problem is not solved. We have to go deeper and turn our attentions to the foot. We can cut off the actions, but the inner orientation may remain the same. And the foot symbolizes our journey, our walk in life, representing the choices, the directions we take. Just as our feet carry us physically from one place to another, they also metaphorically represent the path we choose in our life. If our feet lead us toward sinful behavior, it indicates a critical need to reconsider and change the course of our lives, even if it requires significant sacrifice or discomfort. The journey we embark on is not merely about physical destination. It includes the ethical and the spiritual implications of our choices. Furthermore, the foot symbolizes the path we walk in life. If the path we follow leads to sin, we must be prepared to change the direction or avoid certain situations that may draw us away from righteousness. This often involves difficult decisions, such as distancing ourselves from negative people or breaking away from unhelpful habits. The call to reflect on our journey urges us to be proactive in seeking righteousness, ensuring that our journeys reflect our commitment to living in alignment with God's will. In doing so, we embrace a transformative journey that fosters spiritual growth and leads us closer to a life of integrity and purpose. But we have one more stage. We are invited to go deeper. Cutting off the feet, we will not solve the problem. That is another stage. We still have this another challenge. Even when we give our life a different direction, some desires remain in our hearts because this is our sinful condition. Then we turn our attention to our eyes, the third stage of this spiritual process. In the Jewish tradition, the eye is seen as a gateway to the heart, soul, and mind. What we look at and desire deeply affects our spiritual life. The eye is a symbolic representation of our inner desires and intentions. Jesus' use of the eye in this context builds on this tradition, emphasizing that if the eye leads to temptation and sin, it must be removed. This metaphor symbolizes the urgent need to take care of our desires, inner desires, and be vigilant about what we allow to enter our hearts and minds. Furthermore, the eye refers to what we see and focus on, including our desires and temptations. If our desires cause us to stray from the path of righteousness, we must be willing to refocus our vision on what is good and what is holy. This often involves making conscious choices about what we engage with and allowing ourselves to be inspired by uplifting influences. By doing so, we align our focus with God's will, fostering a spiritual clarity that empowers us to live lives of integrity and purpose, free from the distractions that lead us away from our true calling. This is the way or the path of the sins in our lives, from our hand to our eyes, from our actions to our inner desires. I believe that probably most of us here, we are trying to cut off our hands. We try to avoid that kind of action that it's not good. Probably we do this. If you are here this Saturday, I think that it's a sign that in some way we are trying to cut it off. And it's important. But we have also our feet, the feet of each of us, the direction or the orientation of our lives. I truly believe that our orientation is good as well. Our heart probably is oriented to God. But we have the third step, our eye or our desires, because they remain there, alive. Sometimes sleeping. We think that they are dead, but no, they are alive. Maybe sleeping, and they can wake up when we don't expect. And this is the journey of our inner life, enlightened and guided by this grace that comes from God. And may God bless all of us, and teach us how to cut off hand, feet, and tear off our eyes. And may God bless all of us. Amen.